I had 3 people pray for me before I came out the door. I feel your strength tonight, amen? I feel it coming back. I feel it coming back. I love you guys. Sounded like there was 400 instruments up there. Sounded like, didn't it? Sounded like, man, just... And I tell you something powerful. When heaven's touching earth, heaven touching earth. Remember that song? It's been on my heart. Is He touched me. Remember that old song? I don't know if you know. He touched me. And I tell you, I know that that's something we need. We need Jesus. We say, sometimes we say, I was talking to somebody today, and they were saying that, you know, God's really got to fix this situation and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, and we both were the same way. We're thinking, are you touching Him though? Are you looking at the problems and looking at all the situations, but not pressing through the problems and touching the solution, who's Jesus? We can get so caught up, and I want you to know that God's teaching me to press beyond the distractions and the, man, if ever, when we began this 21-day fast, man, if ever I didn't realize the day after, I all hell would break loose on me. I thought about it again and said, well, let's do it next week or something. I want to know it's not comparable to the glory, to what God's doing inside you. It's not comparable. This present suffering is not comparable to the glory that God is doing within us. That God is working within us. Something that's eternal. Something when situations come that I learn to stand and hold on to His hand when things are ripping apart. And I won't let go. Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm not letting go. I'm going to touch Jesus when things are ripping apart. When it looks like it's all going to hell. When it seems like things are going to break in and you feel like you have no hope. I'm holding on. Hallelujah. I'm holding on. Hallelujah. I'm holding on. Hallelujah. I won't let go. Hallelujah. I won't let go. And in the midst of those things, when you come forth out of those things, I want you to know that the people that are lost and broken, that I can stand tall, that they can run unto me. That I have a testimony to say, my God's faithful. My God's faithful. He doesn't forsake me. He never leaves me. He's always there for me. He sustains me. Hallelujah. He sustains me. His grace is sufficient for me. It's sufficient. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. Just who He is enough for me. You know, we do these fast things. We do it that God's moving us. Working in us. Thank you. Don't go far, though. Listen, last week we talked, and I just want to share this. 2 Corinthians 20. And I want to share this with you. I want you to see this, and I said this last week. It says that it came to pass that the children of Moab and all the Jehoshaphat was battered, and he says, and they came against them. All of them came against us. Come on, we said it again. Came against them. And came against them. And came against them. Do you feel like sometimes there's a lot coming against you? Come on, amen. Help me tonight. You feel like there's a lot coming against you. There's a lot of things coming against you. And I want you to know that, listen, we got to see and understand something, that He did something in the midst of this thing. And He began to call upon the Lord. He was tired of things, the same thing after and after. Tired of battling these things and saying, God, Lord, I need You to come. I need You to come, God, Lord. I can't do this myself. I'm unable to perform this. I'm unable. There's things sometimes in our life that we can do on our own, with our own strength, with our own ability. And we do it for so long. But there's some things that we can't. Come on, amen? And that we know that we need One who's greater than us. That we can't press through it on our own strength. God will bring us to places in our lives that we got to depend upon Him. What it looks like, and we could do it our way, and we could trust Him and glorify His name. Listen. And He says, and they come in against Him, and He says, and there was a great multitude against them. And it says, and those that were around Him, they said the same thing. They're coming against you. I want you to understand something. That what are we listening to? What is it causing us to believe? I want you to hear this. What is working against us, either for us, come on, or against us? We need to understand something, that we need to know that we need to trust God, that those things that they're declaring, those ones that are saying that they're coming against us, they're beginning to speak something, and it began to cause their belief system to wear and to create fear in their lives and worry. Someone without anxiety anymore, say amen. Come on. Come on, no more. And I want you to know that any time that it comes against you, you fight it with His Word. And I don't care if you find one scripture, you keep speaking back, and every time you feel it, you say it again, and again, and again, and again. I don't care how many times you have to declare it. Any time that anxiety comes against you, you need to speak it again, and again, and again, until you receive your victory. So Jehoshaphat was in a place, and the first thing he did is he went to himself and he said, I need to seek the Lord. And he called a fast. I want you to know that we got to understand something. There's some things that are bigger than we are. There's some things that we need to fast and we need to pray about. If we're serious about changing our lives. And I want you to know that when you're really hurting physically and you're broken and you're going through things and you're tired of seeing people hurting, you're going to get to a place where you're hungry enough that you fast and you hunger for God. You get to find yourself in a place that you're in a prayer meeting, seeking God, saying, I need you, God. Hallelujah. I need you, God. Listen to me. I don't want to get to a place where I really need to go and pray and then try to find Him then. I want to know how to pray. I want to know how to get results. To try to scramble at the last minute to find the solution for an answer. Don't delay. Listen. So he said, but here's what he says, and listen, this is for you. I want you to get this through too. Listen. Set yourself, stand and see. He says, but this battle is not yours, but it's God's. God wanted me to repeat that to you again. This battle was not yours, but it's God's. You cannot win this on your own. If you let go, don't even speak it about it. Unless it's a necessity, we'll put a wasp before each one of your mouths. Don't bring it up. Okay? Unless there's something legally you have to. But don't bring it up. Avoid it. Give it to God. And whenever it comes, it's not like you're avoiding yourself. No, you're saying, here, God, I can't do this. Yours. Take it, take it, take it, take it. I'm done. All right? Listen. And here's what God will do. Here it goes. And to against Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord hath made them to rejoice over their enemies. He will cause you to rejoice over your enemies. He will cause you to rejoice over your enemies. When we begin to stop and say, here, God, He will cause you then. But until we get to a place, this is for everybody, until we get to a place where we don't release it to God, He cannot cause us to rejoice over our enemies. Because we give Him power. Do you hear that? We give Him power when we release it to Him. Then He will cause you. Hallelujah. Do you know that when you begin to love your enemies and you forgive your enemies, God will cause you to love them. But until you release it, He will not cause you to do that. Come on. Though it goes with a lot of things that we need in our lives. We need to release it to God and He'll cause you to come up higher. He will cause you to rejoice over your enemies. You got some enemies? Come on. We're going to have a stomping. I'm telling you, we're going to have a stomping place. We're going to be stomping. We're going to be stomping things out. Because I'm tired of things. Tired of things. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, amen. Come on, hallelujah. Tired of it, hallelujah. Need a breaking over us, hallelujah, over your people, God. So I want you to see this. Let's go here. This is what God gave me last week and then told me to preach that one. But then because I couldn't really, as much as I kept getting in the Word, I just couldn't. I kept falling asleep and spent a lot of time in bed. Amen. Don't be with her. She's going to get prayer too. Amen. See, when God moves in people right here, see, that's what happens. Amen. That's what we're here for. Amen. We're not here to have church as usual. I don't know about you, but I ain't. You know why? That's why I didn't miss this service. Kelly said, "You, no, I could be sick at home, or I could be sick here." And I am anointed right now, and I don't feel it. So I might keep on preaching. And she's a good wife. She's always doing that. She's always picking up my arms, man. Always picking up my arms. Listen to this. This is when he came. This is in Mark 9:14. I want to share with you just a couple scriptures right here because I believe this is powerful. This is about touching Jesus. How many of you guys know that Jehoshaphat knew that he needed to fast? He needed to get to a place where he was touching God. He was touching the Anointed One. He needed the answers. He is the Anointed One. He's the Word of God. The Word of God. Christ is the Anointed One. The Word. Amen? Say the Word. The Word. Hallelujah. So he needed to hear that Word from God. There's places that you got to get desperate to hear from God. You got to break through to touch that Word. I need to touch your Word, God. I need a Word. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been many times in my life, but I've been so desperate for God to speak to me. Hallelujah. Come on, I mean, I've been so desperate for God that sometimes I want you to know that God is, He hides Himself from us. Not that we can't find Him. Do you hear me? He doesn't hide from you that you can't find Him. He hides from you so that you will look for Him sometimes. He wants to see how much you'll look for Him. How much worth is He to you? How much value is He to you? I want you to hear that tonight, amen? Because I want you to know that we search for things we want. You search for it. I search for it. In our own flesh, we search for things that we want. We look and we'll Google it all night long till we find what we're looking for. Because we want to find that deal. We want to find that bargain. But how much more do we know that we need to search for God? We need to find Him. Hallelujah. How much more? Is that pain greater than me seeking in His face? Hallelujah. Is that extra time of sleep in the morning or at night or that TV show that doesn't do... Don't get me wrong. I don't bash. I'm not a TV basher by any means. But what I'm saying is, I want you to know that I believe that some of those things will do nothing for you. There are some good shows out there. Entertainment is great. But hear what I'm saying. It will do nothing for you. It will never change you internally. I need eternal change. I need eternity. Eternity. I need light to fill these voids. Amen. So he says, and when he came to his disciples, he saw the great multitude there, and the scribes were questioning them. They were questioning his disciples. I believe that there's something rose up in Jesus. It bothered him at this moment. I believe this. I believe something inside him was bargained. The one thing that bothers him more is unbelief, is doubting His Heavenly Father, what His Father can do, and denying what His Father wants to do. It bothered Jesus. It turned Him inside. And it says, in a straight way, all the people that when they beheld Him were greatly amazed, and they were running to Him and saluted Him. All right? And He says, and He said unto the scribes, He says, what questions do you have with them? What questions do you have with them? I want you to know that something was happening here. There was an atmosphere. I want you to know the enemy will do everything it can to cause you to have unbelief. And I want you to know the biggest enemy is anxiety. It's anxiety. And it's a battle that you can win. Tell your neighbor, you can win this. You can win this. You've been released from it. Amen. I believe that one of the top priorities on our breakthrough list for the fasting is anxiety. That this church is going to be empowered to break anxiety off people. When they walk in this house, something's going to erupt within them. They don't know what happened to them. It's going to break off them. This anxiety that grips people causes you not even to want to go into places because of fear. Come on. I know a young man that won't even leave his house half the time because he's gripped by anxiety. Breaks my heart. I don't want to see it broke. I want to see it broke off these people. I want to see it broke off them. That's real stuff. But I got a bigger God. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Come on, you know that by now, don't you? And he said, what question you have with them? What question do you have with them? You need to bring it to me. Listen, when any enemy tries to bring something to you, you say, hey, I talked to my daddy. Come on. When they're questioning and you feel doubt and unbelief coming, you need to turn. Talk to my daddy. Come on. I don't have the answer for this. I don't know why I'm going with this. Don't try to reason in your head. Don't try to reason. Tell your neighbor, don't reason it. Listen. Because that, we're not called to listen to the voice of the enemy. We're called to hear one voice. And the voice of the shepherd. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Come on, amen. My sheep hear my voice. I don't hear the enemy's voice. Come on, at least I shouldn't. Sometimes what I hear is my flesh. And when flesh erupts and begins to conceive, then it produces sin. And then it produces death. You get that? So what happens is we can't let that thing begin to hear that voice. We got to break that voice. We got to only hear the voice of Jesus. Come on, we need to hear the voice of Jesus. We need to hear the voice of Jesus. Anything else got to go. Say, got to go. That's our song. We got to write that. Got to go. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, he says, I've brought unto thee my son. He says, which is dumb spirit. And he says, and whatsoever he talketh, wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and foameth, and gnasheth his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to the disciples, listen, God really arrested me here. He said, I spoke to your disciples. He says, and I spoke to them, and he says, and they could not cast them out, and they could not. And they could not do it. I want you to know that for the longest time, sometimes I thought, look at these disciples. But I want you to know this is what Jesus answered him. Because I want you to know that this is what we do to try to feel better sometimes, but it'll never fix our problems. Blaming it on something. Putting it on something else. Putting it on something. Blaming it on another situation or somebody else will never get you out of it. We can't put the blame on anybody else. Listen. And he said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He says, how long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him. And when he straightway, the spirit tore him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed in foaming. And he asked the Father, how long has it been since this came unto him? And he said, since he was a child. And he tells him, how many times has it happened? Compassion on us. He said, can you have compassion on us? Can you? Listen, I want you to know that Jesus was breaking him down. He was bringing him to a place where his focus was on him. Come on. The only thing in front of you is Jesus. It's going to bring some faith into you. It's going to stir something in you. It's going to quicken something in you. Amen? And he says, and Jesus said, if thou canst believe, if you can believe, if who can believe? If you can believe. This ain't about my disciples. This ain't about the Pharisees or all those other ones. Because you haven't got your answer. It needs to be brought back to if you believe. I want you to know that God has a church that's going to stand up on his two feet. and believing on Him for themselves. Not just believing in a man, but you would know Him. That you would have faith to believe. Not putting your faith in me to do your prayers for you. I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. Come on, I'll pray with you. I'll stand and agree with you. I'll suffer if I got it, or the pain that you feel inside you, I'll suffer it too. But you got to pray with me. It's got to be something that we do. Amen? Come on. And Jesus was challenging them, but you got to believe. Will you believe? He says, because here comes the breakthrough. Do you want breakthrough? Do you want breakthrough for your child? Do you want breakthrough for your child? Because I'm coming before you, young man. He's standing there. He says, how long is this gone? Are you tired of it? Are you tired of it? Are you tired of it? He's standing there in that place. He felt something within him. And listen, he said this. And he says, if all things are possible to him that believe, all things. So I'm going to tell you this. Here's what I said. If you believe, there's nothing that is impossible that will happen if you believe. Don't wait for my disciples to lay hands. That'll happen that way sometimes. Come on, amen. It'll happen that way. But when you believe, it's yours. You didn't borrow it. You bought it. The faith that I have, come on, amen. I don't mean I ain't purchasing them, but I'm saying I stood the ground to stand in that place. To believe. And it costs us something. Amen? To exchange mine for His. Listen. And He says, straightway the father of the child cried out. And he said, tears of the Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. He says, I believe. But help me with my unbelief. Are we all there? We've all been there. Help me with my unbelief. And we battle it. But you keep reaching and touching Jesus. Amen? Listen. And it says, and Jesus took him by the hand, and he touched him. He lifted him up, and he arose. And he was come to the house. His disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said, this kind can only come forth by prayer and fasting. There's some things that are rooted so deep that you got to get down deep. You got to get to that place with it, God. This can't be done any other way but you. We need a miracle. And I'm desperate like that right now. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate to be at that place where that there's some things that I've been pastor long enough to know that there's some things in the church that are only going to break off by prayer and fasting. It's by the church reaching out and breaking through and saying, we're done playing church. I'm done doing a show. I'm done. I don't care whether or not I sing one song, 14 songs. We sing songs. We do this or that. And God just touches people in the midst of a service and just heals them. That's all right. I love to be at a place where, guess what? I don't have to say a word. It's just Jesus talking. Awesome. Listen, let me finish this. I'm going to give you these last scriptures. Here's what I found out. I thought this was awesome. Just for a minute. You give me a second. 10 minutes, because I owe you 15. But this is God's time. Amen? We can't blame our situation on anything else. But we need to find responsibility. Church needs to say, listen, we need to face. We need to stand up. We need to stand up. We need to be responsible. Amen? Because He's done everything for us. He's given us everything. He's done it all. I need to stand up. I need to reach for His promises. Say yes and amen. Listen, and this is what I mean, because sometimes you don't feel like saying yes and amen. Because sometimes it doesn't look good. Sometimes it doesn't seem good. Sometimes it seems like His promises aren't right in front of you. But they're yes and amen. They're yes and amen. God, Lord, You said this. Listen, I'm telling you, you need to get healings. Listen, you need to find scriptures. There's so many different. I laid in bed for all day Wednesday and all day yesterday. Well, laying healing, worship, scriptures, every one of them. I used to read every one of them as they come by. One after the other. Keep reading them. Meditating on them. Whew. Come on. Something's happening. I'm more memorizing scriptures. I'll get my healing. But I'm learning the Word. Getting closer with Jesus. Amen? Listen. Let me give you this. This is Mark 3. I really want you to see this because I love this and it's really hit me hard. And it says that Jesus withdrew Himself from the disciples. And He says where they were, they were Galilee, and they followed Him, and from Judea and Jerusalem and from Idiom and from beyond the Jordan, and they, about the Tyrus Eden and the great multitude, and they all came. And they spoke unto the disciples. He said, get a ship ready so that we can leave. He said, because the people are overwhelming us. They're overwhelming us. There's no media. There's no newspaper. My God. And they're thronging Him, walking for miles. They're desperate. You see this? They're desperate for God. And He says, He spoke unto them, He says, and they should throng Him. He says, for He healed many, and as many as pressed against Him, upon Him, for to touch Him, say touch Him. Anybody, come on, say it, anybody. Anybody who touched Him. Anybody who touched Him. As many had plagues, were unclean spirits, and they saw Him, fell down before Him, and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And He straightly changed them, that they should not make known, they charged Him that they would not make known of this. But every one of them, say every one of them, here's the key word. What was it? Come on, what did they do? They touched. Say touched. Get this in your spirit. Get this in your hearts. They touched Him. They touched Him. They touched Him. So here it is. They get in a boat, and they're getting ready to leave. They're getting ready to leave this place, and as they go, Jesus is teaching them. He's sharing with His disciples as they're getting away from them. But it's too late. Listen, Jesus told them, don't tell nobody. Come on. But I want you to know that when you got a good report, when you got a good report, hallelujah. When you got a good report and you believe it. When you believe it, hallelujah. When you got a report, it doesn't matter what's going on. You're going to declare that report. You're not going to let nothing keep it from you. Doesn't matter. Well, who said it? Doesn't matter. You're going to declare it. I'm going to show you the evidence of this. You ready? Never seen this before. Listen. And it says in Mark 5. And it says in... And all of a sudden, Jesus passed over again to the other side. Here they are. They're on the other side again. Something must have happened. Because all of a sudden, here comes this one woman. For 12 years, she's been in a condition. She's been hurting and been broken. And she's desperate enough at this moment that she needs to get beyond her condition. And she hears about this report. Say, report. That if you just touch Jesus, you'll be healed. That's all she heard. Now, there's all kinds of people here. But there's one woman that heard a report just like everybody there. But this one woman heard a report that if you just touch Him. Now, don't we need to do this and this and this? No, no. They said, if you just touch Him. She was desperate by this time for 12 years. She heard a good report, and she believed it by faith in her heart. And this woman, it says, as the people were there, he says that all these ones, he says, and Jesus went with him, and they followed him. And there was a certain woman that had an issue of blood. And it says there was a certain woman. That means that she was certain. There was something that was known about her to everybody. She was known throughout the area. And listen, and it says, and he suffered many things, many physicians, and she spent all that she had, but nothing was bettered, but rather she grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came to the press behind and touched him, his garment, and touched him. She pressed through and touched his garment. Listen, I want you to see where that, listen, it went from just touching him to now. It was just the thread of his garment. Keep going. For she said, if I touch his clothes, I will be made whole. Listen, I want you to know that she was tired of the anxiety that was robbing her. I got to get a new belief system because that's killing me. I need to believe a different way. I need to believe that if I just touch him. I don't know how long she had this message, but it was in her long enough to build up enough faith that she pressed through all the other people. Why aren't these people stepping through? She never asked that question. She goes, I am. For I've touched him. And he says, straightway the fountain of blood dried up within her. And she felt it in her body and she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately knowing himself that virtue, say power. I want you to know she was lacking power. She was lacking that strength. Come on, that virtue that was within her. That when she touched him, that power left God. Hallelujah. Heaven touching earth. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Amen. Heaven touching earth. Come on. We need to get desperate to say, Lord, I need heaven to touch earth. I need you to touch this earth. Hallelujah. Listen, I need you to touch this dry place. Hallelujah. And he says, and turned him in about the press. And he said, who touched my clothes? He said to his disciples, thou seest the multitude thronging. He says, who touched me? Somebody touched me. He looked around to see her that had done this thing. He was looking for her. Listen. She touched him. And immediately he knew. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, it says that he is a priest that can be touched. Say, touched. By my infirmities. I want you to know that he knows your infirmity. And when you touch him with it, when you release it to him, he knows that infirmity. He knows that pain that you carry. He knows it right then and there. And that virtue will begin to be released. Come on, amen. It'll begin to release at that moment. It's just that moment by faith we believe and say, God, Lord, I believe, God. Lord, I just believe. I trust you, God. Beyond the circumstance, I want you to know to listen to me. I want you to know I feel in my heart that sometimes we got to get decoded. We got to get brainwashed. We got to get from being brainwashed from so long from being of unbelief. From being taught so long about different things, about causing us not to believe or not to be... Come on, amen? There's so much stuff we preach so much about negativity or this or that and all the problems and not the answer. Just touch Jesus. Listen. To see her that done... This thing. He's seen her. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what she's done, she came, she fell down, she told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, your faith. Hallelujah. And where is your faith? In him. Your faith was in the right place at the right time. Your faith was in the right person. Come on. We need to put our belief system in the right one. His name is Jesus. We need to put our hearts in the right place. We need to put our hearts in the right moment in him right now. Amen? And he says, and go in peace and be whole of your plague. And that's it, right? You think that's it? Listen, I want you to know that it wasn't it. Here we go. 2 years later. Let me finish. Matthew 14. Matthew 14. You okay? Matthew 14, 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship. Here they are in the ship again. They're going across. He says, and he spoke to them. And he says, listen to this. I want you to get this. This was 2 years later. You hear me? I want you to get this because I believe this is powerful. This is powerful. Word travels fast. 2 years later, here they are again at the same place. 34. And it says, and when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place, when the men that were there of knowledge of him. Listen, do you understand that? Listen, I want you to get this and know, hear this. This belief system of just touching Jesus was sweeping through everywhere. And these men said, listen, they heard a message about this lady that was 12 years that touched Jesus. So, well, if it worked for her. Remember her? You all know her.
Yeah.
He says, when the men of that place of the knowledge of him, they set out into the country. They went, they got everybody. Everybody around. And they brought unto him all that were diseased. They had knowledge of what he did. And they besought him that they might only touch. That's what it says right here. He said that they besought him that if they only touched the hem of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. That really touched my heart. Because these ones were saying, listen, if I just touch his garment, if we are there, if we have these sick ones and these ones that are here, if they just touch his garment, the hem of his garment, they'll be whole. Faith. And the message that we believe. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you give us strength to believe. Help our unbelief. That this battle is not mine. It's yours. I'll trust you no matter what. I'll believe in you. I will judge you faithfully. Come on, God says, go ahead. Judge him that he's faithful. He wants you to judge him. But your answer will be, he's faithful. Stand your feet. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I believe tonight, God, Lord, there's that heaviness, God, Lord, I just know that it's been released. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm just going to touch Jesus. Come on, you just want to touch Jesus. Come on, there's moments in our life that we just need to touch him. There's moments where I just need to let him touch me. Lord, I need your touch, God. I need to let go and say, God, Lord, I just need you, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Somebody have anything in their heart? Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Break your anointing. Break it.
just need a touch from you, Lord God, tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stretch forth our hand today, Father God, and our touch that we need are personally in our bodies, Lord God, or for our families, or whatever need that we may have. We seek and we touch you today, Father God. We touch you that we want to know you more. We want to touch the hem of your garment, hallelujah, that we may be made whole in every area of our lives, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Press, press, press. And to know you more, hallelujah, that the crowd, hallelujah, that it doesn't matter, hallelujah. We need you more, Lord. More of you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just stretch our hand to our pastor once again. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Healing. Lord, let it flow from the throne room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I know, Father, in his heart he believes, Lord God. There is no doubt, hallelujah, that you can make him whole. Hallelujah. And we just ask, Lord God, for a healing touch. Whatever ailing in his body, Lord God, will be gone. It must flee in the name of Jesus. It cannot stay, hallelujah. It must be gone, hallelujah. No fever, hallelujah. We speak against the fever in the name of Jesus. The aches and pains, the discomfort in the stomach, hallelujah. We speak it must be gone in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory over our pastor, over this man of God in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you to tonight, hallelujah. I pray, Father, that you said this will be the first man in this house that will be healed and set free from his ailments. Hallelujah. This will be our shepherd, our pastor that is set free. Hallelujah. Tonight, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You told us today, Father, we are standing in the gap, hallelujah, that we are feeling, Lord God, the gap, hallelujah. Sometimes we can't come ourselves, but we need those that will carry us, Lord Jesus, to your feet, Lord God, to your throne room, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this healing and this man of God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that you have set him free, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. All the glory. Because it is you, hallelujah, that we seek and we touch. Hallelujah. All the glory is yours, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, there's food downstairs. I'm not sure what, but ice cream or something.
You abide in me, I abide in you. You came in here feeling weak and weary, but you did not falter. You came in here with so much struggles in your life, but you seek to save my children. You believe in things that nobody else believes in, but you never waver. You never admit defeat upon yourself. You showed how much you love me, and I'm going to bless you. Mighty and great things. The Lord speaks, and the Lord is with you.